Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Primary school children should be allowed to wear tracksuits. That's what we're discussing. And we're going to discuss that now with our next guest, because she's saying that primary school children should be allowed to wear tracksuits to school every day if they want to. Senator Eavan Ní Chulainn, the Fine Gael Seanad spokesperson on arts, media, sport and communications, says it's a common sense approach to comfort and choice in sport and physical activity. This follows the Camogie players' win last week with a landslide vote for the wearing of shorts or skorts in matches. Well, Senator Eavan Ní Chulainn is with me now. Fáilte rúthas, Eavan, chuig an glór.
Yeah, go mila maith agat, Cormac.
Are you taking the lead then in terms of this proposal from the Camogie debacle?
Yeah, I think what won the day with the Camogie vote really was common sense. And you've said it yourself there. Most of the people who were outspoken on it, like obviously players included, but also just the public in general, were in favour of choice when they had to actually sit down and think about it. Now, it's unfortunate that we had to sit down and think about it and take a vote on it. But anyway, that's all in the past. And I hope we can just stop talking about skorts now. But it did get me thinking. But obviously, like, I have been thinking about this for quite a while. And I've been hosting some, discussion forums myself in Leinster House, just around some of the work that I want to try and get done during my time in politics, or at least for now. And one of the things that I have been talking about is around physical literacy in children, physical movement in children. And the programme for government actually has a commitment there from Fine Gael that we would give children 60 minutes of movement every day.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if we're going to do that, you know, we need to look at how we do it, right? In terms of implementation, maybe we need to look at the curriculum. Maybe we need to look at, you know, posts of special responsibility for physical education. But actually, no matter what we do, I think kids could probably be comfortable or more comfortable in tracksuits. And it's not to say that they can wear what they want to school. Schools, you know, who have uniforms are absolutely entitled to have their identity protected and have uniforms that are, you know, assigned to their schools,
yeah,
but most of them would have a tracksuit uniform as well as maybe a shirt and tie and pinafore.
And you're saying that the child should have the choice, whatever they want to wear or prefer to wear, be it the tracksuit every day if they want. Is that it?
Well, yeah, or maybe that the board of management of schools might have a sit down and think about what might be the best way to do it. So in other words, I know I've spoken to a good few schools now who've actually just decided that the tracksuit is the uniform. And maybe that makes sense, because then it's a uniform and everybody wears the same thing every day. Because I know, you know, that can upset some people if kids are wearing different things. But if everybody's wearing the school tracksuit every day, which is happening in some schools. So this is happening on an ad hoc basis. I'm just suggesting we start talking about maybe making it more widespread.
Well, can I put this here, right? That the Camogie or the sports sphere is different to the educational setting, because children are learning, school children are learning to dress in an appropriate way, whatever that may be. So if they're working in a formal setting, they don't turn up in slobby tracksuits. Do you know what I mean? So they're learning that.
You're going back to the Industrial Revolution and why uniforms came
about in
the first
place. Ireland of 2025. I mean, you wouldn't present the sports news on the 6-1, for example, when you were doing that work in a tracksuit, would you?
I don't think you're reflecting Ireland in 2025. I think you're reflecting Ireland in 1925. I think uniforms came about. You know, they were, it was for uniformity, and it was to prepare children for later life when they'd have to wear a suit to work.
Mm-hmm.
Even that has changed in 2025.
100%, but not in all settings, Eavan, is my point.
No, not in all settings, but these are children we're talking about. I am specifically talking about primary school. And I think I actually have had messages from parents of neurodivergent children who've had to re-sew the inseam of, you know, elastic waistbands and things in pinafores, because children are just not comfortable and they dread the day they have to wear the pinafore.
In certain situations, you're 100% right. But I'm not saying that children be forced to wear ties and shirts, for example, or skirts or whatever the case may be all the time. But that they should sometimes, if it's school policy, learn what's appropriate in different settings. For example, what if they turn out to be barristers and on the first day they turn up in black tracksuits? I mean, awful would that be, Eavan?
But are you saying that barristers never have gone to an Educate Together where there's no uniform? Like, the point is moot. Like, I just don't understand how, you know, wearing a pinafore at the age of 6 is going to prepare you for life as a barrister.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you can be free to move and learn in comfortable clothes. And really, that's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying it has to be, you know, a big circular by the department. I'm just saying saying maybe boards of management and principals could sit down and actually think about, is this something that we could look at? Because it would help kids every day.
Yeah.
And if we're telling them to move about and, you know, get their little, you know, their mile around the school or their skip-a-thon or something every day, then I think they have a right to be comfortable doing
it. No, look, I'm just pushing to see where it goes, and I'm not sure it is going anywhere, to be brutally honest with you, my devil's advocacy. So I think the overriding point, though, that you're making is getting kids to move is really important, isn't it, in terms of the obesity crisis that we have?
But it's hugely important, Cormac.
Is this the best way to do it, though?
I don't know. So first of all, yes, it's very, very important, because if you learn to love movement as a child, you'll never want to be without it as an adult and right the way through your life. So really the goal is to be able to get up out of a chair without holding on to it when you're 70. So if we start that when we're younger, yes, it's going to be kind of a thing for your whole life. But also you're correct when you say that childhood obesity is now more of an issue. That's not going to be fixed overnight, but it certainly can be tackled with initiatives like what I'm suggesting in terms of making sure those kids get the 60 minutes movement every day. I don't know. I think, again, people can be very afraid of change. And this is what that would be. It would be a change to the established kind of uniforms of lots of primary schools. But I also think that there are plenty of schools out there that are actually looking at this from a common sense point of view. Parents are spending money on a uniform that might get worn once a fortnight, whereas if everybody just has a nice school uniform that they can wear every day, the kids are comfortable. And that's a real point about neurodivergent kids or kids with autism who really struggle with the sensory, the scratchy jumpers, as they call them.
100%. We've discussed that actually on the programme as well. What would you say then to schools and parents who send their children to schools who value the tradition of the uniform and the badge as well, and what all that brings and or signifies? What would you say to them?
Well, I think the crest can be on the tracksuit. And the tracksuits, I mean, there's some really smart tracksuits out there now, Cormac. I don't know if you've got any teenagers yet, but they're some of the best dressed kids around.
Yeah, come along.
I do wonder, Ivan, just watching what's going on in the school that my own kids are in, and they actually mostly wear tracksuits. Their school uniform is a tracksuit, but they have the option to wear a pinafore. And there are lots of girls who like that option, and they take that option. They prefer it.
So we're back to the choice again, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like, this is a really interesting debate, because I don't know what the answer is. I just would love if kids could be comfortable in school and not feel like the itchy, scratchy jumper or the inseam on the trousers is, you know, a barrier towards, first of all, comfort. And they're sitting down for hours as well. You have to remember learning stuff, but also a barrier for just getting out and running around. I don't really know what the answer is. I do think this could be something that could be looked at. And you're saying girls like skirts, and then some of them do.
You know, I see it myself. Some of them are going in and I like talking to parents. That's what they prefer. That is their preference, because they have the choice, and that's the preference that they're taking. I'll just give you a couple of texts on this. Loads of people getting in touch. One person says, I'm 41 this year. I remember the school tracksuit being first introduced. Kids should be comfortable. Tracksuits are cost effective, easy to manage, clean, etc., and directly appropriate for child movement. They're also inclusive, meaning all kids can be the same. That's very much along the lines that you're saying, Ivan. One person then says, another person, Anne, is saying it's ludicrous. Why are ties or bow ties part of some uniforms? And I suppose, you know, you can take it to the extreme, Cormac, can't you?
Well, there has been a debate as well in the Dáil or the Parliament about TDs, for example, or senators who wear T-shirts, certainly left-leaning TDs. You wouldn't be averse to wearing a T-shirt then, Ivan, to Parliament, would you?
I've worn a T-shirt under a nice jumpsuit, Cormac.
I think I've looked smart every single day. But a T-shirt and jeans is what the Concordia, for example, has been giving out about. I mean, you'd be on that team, would you?
I'd be on what team?
The team who of TDs and senators who wears really, really informally, casually even, as you would for a walk down to the beach or whatever, a T-shirt and jeans and maybe runners. Would you turn up to the Shannon?
I have worn runners to the Oireachtas, but I'm always smartly dressed. So I do think, like, again, if I can go back to the common sense approach, like, once you're smartly dressed, I think that is showing respect. And it's the same thing with the uniforms. I'm not saying kids go in, you know, bedraggled in all sorts of bits and bobs of different tracksuits. I'm talking about a crested uniform tracksuit.
Yeah.
And everybody looks the same and looks smart.
Yeah.
So I don't think it has to be a contentious issue. I think it's kind of, it's something that maybe schools could have a think about. I had another message from someone who said the parish priest sat on the board and didn't let this go through, even though teachers were calling for it.
Really?
It went to a vote to parents over Aladdin. It came back to the board of management, and between them, the chair and the parish priest voted it down. So that is another issue. Like, again, you're talking about preparing kids for the workplace, putting them into little suits and little bow ties and little pinafores. We absolutely cannot have a situation whereby, you know, the church is actually saying to kids you can't wear a tracksuit. That's insane. Okay. Like I couldn't believe that story came back.
So, what do you say then to Betty, who texts the program to 51551? Are you ready for Betty's missive?
I'm ready for Betty. You?
Please, a school uniform never stopped me from moving when I was a child, says Betty. I never stopped moving. The uniform never bothered me. Tracksuits are so rotten, ugly clothing unless people are doing sports. Please stop wearing them.
They're so comfortable.
Respond
Betty.
To Betty,
come on now,
Senator.
Betty, they're so comfortable.
Let the Senator respond. Sorry. To Betty.
Betty, I'm wearing a pair of leggings here and I think I'm being very, very articulate in how I'm approaching this. It does nothing to do with how I'm dressed. I think I'm put together quite well. But Betty, on a serious note, there are children who do feel it's a barrier. And even if it's, you know, one in five kids who feel like the scratchy jumper is debilitating them, or, you know, the waistband on the pinafore or the zipper on the pants, I think it's enough to have a conversation about it. And tracksuits, absolutely. I love tracksuits. There's nothing wrong with them. They are not thrown together and bedraggled and awful, or whatever the word that Betty used was. Again, we're back to choice. We're back to comfort. We're back to common sense.
Okay. No matter how I push in terms of devil advocacy, you had some answer, but it's up to the listener to say if you're right or wrong, if they agree or disagree. Senator Eavan Ní Chulainn of Fine Gael, has she started another scorts controversy? I don't know. You can let us know at 51551.